The FIFA Under-20 Women's World Cup kicked off this week in Canada. One team that's making their debut this year is underdog Paraguay. La Albirroja lost their first game against New Zealand on Wednesday, and this weekend they'll face off against regional rival Costa Rica. Reporter Alexandra Hall caught up with them at home as they prepared for the competition.
The Paraguayan Football Association sporting complex in rural Ipané is about 45 minutes south of downtown Asunción. The 50-acre property is reserved for the nation's top athletes as they undergo intensive training in the weeks before a crucial match. For the past 33 days, it's been home to the national youth women's team, La Albirroja, or the Red and White. 6 months ago, the team made history when they qualified for the first time to compete in the U-20 Women's World Cup. It's 2:45 on a Wednesday afternoon. 2 days left before the whole team flies to Canada, and the girls are in their dorm suiting up for afternoon practice. They talk, listen to music, and crack jokes. 18-year-old defender Rosalia Godoy sits in a chair nearby looking calm and serious. The 3-year pro tells me how in Paraguay, being a girl and playing soccer is tough.
Antes era casi imposible, solo nene.
Before, if you wanted to play soccer, you had to play in an all-boys club, and you'd be the only girl. And they'd look at you all weird. It was strange to see a girl playing soccer. And they'd say, "You're so manly. Why do you play soccer?" Always, always, that stuck with me, that it was a sport only for boys. It made me feel so bad that I cried because they wanted to keep me out of the group, and they didn't want me to play.
15-year-old striker Jessica Martinez is one of the stars of La Albirroja. Unlike the other girls, she started training at the age of 11 and joined the selection at 13.
The coach liked how I played. He brought me to play with the upper division. I was with them for 15 days when he decided to bring me to the U-20.
Jessica is one of 4 girls who also played in the U-17 Women's World Cup in Costa Rica last March. So what's the secret to her success? According to coach Julio Carlos Gomez, it's because she got an early start.
The girl who wants to practice starts to play at the age of 15, 16, or 17. All of a sudden, she's drawn to the sport by her interest. The difference with boys is that they're put into a club at 6 or 7, and they're already starting to train, and that helps a lot. But with the girls, we're still not there yet.
It comes ultimately from sexism, right? There's sort of no way to go around that. At bottom, that's what it comes from.
That's Joshua Nadel, professor of Latin American history at North Carolina Central University. Nadel says that roadblocks to women playing soccer and other team sports in Latin America are nothing new. In neighboring Brazil, women were legally banned from playing the game even for fun until 1979. Decades before that, South American governments and scientists warned that if women played soccer, they would become victims of a depressive mentality or contract uterine cancer. Playing the sport was officially deemed incompatible with the feminine nature. Again, Joshua Nadel.
Women sort of being on the soccer field represented, at a certain level, a threat to the masculine identity of the nation, especially because soccer really was seen in the early 20th century as sort of one of the ways that Latin American nations defined themselves.
From his experience working with teams overseas, Coach Gomez bets that the Women's League is the future of soccer. But Latin America, he says, still has a long way to go.
I think that women's soccer is making huge progress, especially in countries in Europe and Asia. In South America, things are a little more complicated. The idiosyncrasies of the Latino are very particular, and machismo is something that's going to have to be pulled back for women's soccer to advance.
La Albirroja play Costa Rica this weekend, and France on Wednesday. Whether or not they make the elimination round, they'll face the bigger challenge of fighting for public acceptance back home. For Only a Game, I'm Alexandra Hall in Asunción, Paraguay.